This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The economic policy acronym of the day today is SVOG. SVOG. That stands for Shuttered Venue Operators Grant, part of the relief bill that was passed back in December and which has, because the wheels of government grind slowly sometimes, just this week, it's gotten up and running. A very late but welcome lifeline for theaters and live event spaces and other arts venues that have had to pretty much shut down entirely for the past year. Toby Parks is one of the thousands of business owners applying for the SVOG grant. She runs a small concert venue out in Des Moines, Iowa, called XBK. Ms. Parks, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
So you got your grant application in this week, did you?
We absolutely did. We're so excited to be able to see some revenue coming through the pipeline now. So that's fantastic.
Tell me what that revenue is going to mean for you, because it has been for you and tens of thousands of other venue operators a long haul.
It really has. I mean, it's the difference between death and survival, you know, in terms of our industry. Without it, you know, it would have been very catastrophic. We've had no revenue for a year and we have, you know, nothing to work with. And so now, you know, with the SVOG applications in, and, you know, we know that the SBA is working diligently to get everybody funded. The hope is we can get back in there and we can compete again.
I'm going to show my naivete about the music industry, and this may sound pejorative, and I don't mean it to. Is Des Moines a go-to place for touring acts?
Well, we want it to be.
there you go. Yeah.
But it's really, you know, we're a connector city. You know, we're the spot that people go to from Minneapolis to Denver, or, you know, Chicago to Kansas City.
Yeah.
And really, you know, that's been one of the toughest things, too, with how things have been going with reopening with COVID, too, is that each market is opening in different ways, right? So, you know, in Iowa, we're completely open. In other states, it's, you know, they have different opening timelines. And that makes it really difficult for artists to be able to effectively route their tours, because, you know, it's not going to be lucrative for an artist to come all the way to Des Moines and just play Des Moines without being able to also play those other markets, those other larger markets that can really help fund their tour.
Right. So you've been open now for a number of weeks, right? You do one live show a week. What does it look like at XBK? They're all Friday nights. I checked your schedule. What does it look like on a Friday night when people come?
You know, people are just elated to be there, to be honest. You know, I mean, I think people have been so cooped up in their homes and haven't been able to get out. And so we really wanted to kind of catch up on our paces, too, of even just how to run the building again, you know. And so kind of dipping our toe in the water with, you know, very small audiences. The first week we started with 25. The next week we went up to, you know, 30. The week after that,
Is that people or percent?
People.
Oh, wow.
No, people.
Out of a 250-person house, right? Plus or minus?
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. I mean, and, you know, technically by, you know, Iowa standards, you know, we could be open and, you know, there's no capacity limits there anymore. But for us, you know, we want to make sure that people come into our venue, that they feel safe, and to really just give this joy to people, because I can't tell you, like, how amazing it's felt coming in and the artist getting to perform for the first time in a year. Every artist has had a multiple song encore because people just don't want to go home. it's a really wonderful feeling to be back at it again.
I hate to bring you down from that great image, right, of the artistic high there, but let me ask you the business question. Are you making any money or are you taking a bath?
Right now, we are breaking even on the shows themselves. You know, we're not able to cover any of our overhead with these shows, but we're able to cover our staff costs and pay the artists a little bit. So, you know, the way that we look at it is, you know, we're going to either be closed or we can just break even and give people a little bit of joy and something to look forward to. So we opted to try and dip our toe in the water and go for the latter option.
Toby Parks, she is the owner, also the artistic director of a club in Des Moines, Iowa called XBK. Ms. Parks, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.